Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're getting inside your pocket this time around, and maybe a bit too close to home because it's for tax. Ugh. And as we know, tax is one of the two guarantees we have in life, death and taxes. And we're well into the tax filing season in South Africa. Many South Africans have already submitted through auto assessments. About 2 weeks ago, we did speak to the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kiesvetter, on that matter. They have already administrated, if I'm not mistaken, just over 10 million rand of refunds to South Africans who had participated. But we do want to speak to you as a South African, perhaps, who has outstanding taxes with SARS and perhaps have seen that there has been a withdrawal from your bank account and money that is said to be taken from SARS. Now, bear in mind that SARS legally can do this, but of course you need to make sure that you're not being defrauded and are fully compliant though with the institution should those withdrawals take place. To help us understand this theme, we're joined by Andre Daniels, Head of Tax Controversy and Dispute Resolution at Tax Consulting SA. Andre, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much, and I hope you're having a good evening. Good evening to you and your listeners, Google.
Thank you, Andre. I guess first things first, we just need to establish, I guess, the realms, the powers of SARS when it comes to one's bank account. But beyond that, SARS really has a 360 view of one's financial activity, right?
Certainly, that's 100% correct. As you mentioned, SARS are in control of the bank for information. Further, they can appoint your bank as a third party to attach your bank account and transfer those funds to SARS where there is an outstanding tax liability. And further, SARS may obtain what is known as a certified statement against taxpayers, which has the same effect as a civil judgment.
And that's important. Remind us what a civil judgment is for those who might not be familiar.
A civil judgment is a judgment taken against a person, and SARS or anyone who has that judgment may then proceed with execution steps by appointing the sheriff of the court to attach assets and sell them at auction if it gets to that stage.
Mm-hmm. And that's important for us to note because sometimes we might think, oh, hold on, I failed to submit my returns. There's perhaps a miscalculation here and there. And over time, what we tend to forget is that these costs or penalties and fines actually accumulate over time. And SARS is then well within its right to actually make or withdraw those funds from your bank account.
That's certainly true. We must remember that as much as we understand that a lot of taxpayers are dealing with a fear element and they may bury their head in the sand due to fear, that will not stop SARS from collecting an outstanding tax liability. As scared as you may be, I would encourage all taxpayers to seek the assistance of a professional where they are not proficient in handling their own tax affairs.
Mm-hmm. And maybe let's, you know, just expand on that for our understanding of the tax law. Naturally, there's certain processes that are followed. You receive your necessary documentation, you make your declaration to SARS, you settle any outstanding fines if there are any, or receive a refund. But help us contextualize, especially for those who aren't going through the auto assessment process, because there's additional tax certificates that one would also have to share, if not already submitted to SARS from other financial institutions where you have investments, savings, or even medical aid or insurance cover.
Certainly. So those institutions, that will generally be pre-populated on your tax return. So SARS may actually already have that information and may already have auto-assessed you, despite the fact that you have those investments, other sources of income, so on and so forth. However, what SARS may not be aware of is your foreign income. And as a South African resident taxpayer, you need to declare our worldwide income. And even if your auto-assessment is incorrect, one shouldn't just accept that auto-assessment. One should seek to clarify that with SARS and file a correction in terms of updating that income so that it correctly reflects the income according to your factual reality.
Mm-hmm. And that's important, that full disclosure, including any money that you might have from cryptocurrencies or other areas that perhaps might have been ignored by regulators and institutions like SARS in the past, correct?
Certainly. And it's of if and not when SARS finds out. We've also seen many instances, and you know, SARS are now fully using AI. So it's not you know, like in the old days where you had a tax assessor sitting and he's got 5,000 files around him or 5 million files going through income, comparing that to your assessment. This is now a fully AI process in which the system just does it. Obviously, it's a lot quicker. It is a lot more accurate. However, there is still room for error. And this is often where we see frustration with taxpayers in that they say, yes, SARS issued an additional assessment and they're saying that I owe this money, but I've never engaged with them. We must remember that when SARS attaches someone's bank account or when SARS issues or when SARS takes judgment against you, that is not the first communication that SARS has had with the taxpayer. That is often the method of last resort. There will always be a letter requesting information, requesting additional information, documentation, an additional assessment, a final demand. And once you get that final demand and don't respond within 10 business days, SARS is then entitled to use the collection procedures in the Tax Administration Act, either by attaching your bank account or appointing a third party. It could even be your employer. We've had clients that get a payslip, and as a reference, on the right-hand side, where you see your PAYE and your deductions, they often find that SARS has garnished their salary. Mm. And this often comes as a surprise and leads to much frustration.
Mm. Let's talk about that process, though, once you do recognize that, here's a withdrawal. It's a significant sum to you, and it actually has SARS as a reference. How do we go about verifying this? And I guess this is imperative because we live in a world where there's a heightened level of fraud that does take place through banking apps or banks in itself. How would one have to verify this?
One should then log into the EFIN profile and confirm, firstly, that that amount has been allocated against the account. It's very easy to see. One would log into the e-filing profile, draw a statement of account, and check the tax compliance status on the top right-hand side of the e-filing profile. Again, if you're not comfortable in dealing with this, I really encourage you to seek the advice of a professional, but you will easily and quickly see whether it is legitimate. And by legitimate, I don't mean that SARS is necessarily correct in attaching those funds. Legitimate, I mean that SARS have followed the procedures and are collecting in terms of an assessment or an outstanding tax due.
And on that note, I think it's also important for us to understand, as we've established, SARS can withdraw any overdue funds from your bank account. They can even garnish your salary. And of course, we can also verify that this is an adequate and correct payment. I am assuming that by the time that this money is withdrawn from your account, it might be too late to negotiate, especially if perhaps that withdrawal comes in at a time where you're actually in a tight financial spot. So are there ways of avoiding this and actually arranging or making payment arrangements with SARS?
Certainly. SARS is obviously to ensure you are fully compliant and that you don't have any outstanding taxes. Under the circumstances, I understand that not many taxpayers would even be aware of this tax liability. Mm. However, what you then need to do is you then need to engage a professional or investigate your e-filing profile. As a firm, a tax consultant, we perform what's known as a tax diagnostic, or we use a system called TaxCheck, which goes through the entirety of your e-filing profile and confirms whether there are any pain points, i.e. any compliance steps that need to be taken in order to ensure full compliance. After that, you then, if you are dissatisfied or if you are aggrieved by a SARS assessment insofar as it is incorrect, you need to approach SARS formally with the dispute resolution procedures. But insofar as if the money is gone and there is no remainder of the tax liability left, unfortunately that money is gone and with SARS, where it is a portion of the tax liability, you should immediately then spring into action and contact SARS in terms of the tax debt procedures and seek what is known as a compromise, in which you only pay a portion of the tax liability due to you suffering financial hardship, as an example.
How would you have to substantiate this? Because again, I guess SARS can tell whether or not you can afford this, right?
Yes. So there's a full process and it's quite a complex application, but it is possible and we have been largely successful with these applications to SARS. You need to look at the last 3 years of taxpayers' income and look at the forward 3 years, the subsequent 3 years, and project your income, and then give full disclosure to SARS in terms of your income and your expenses.
Full
and
disclosure.
Then it needs to financially make sense to SARS to accept a settlement in that regard. As an example, SARS may accept 90% of the tax liability paid over a month, paid monthly over 12 months. Alternatively, 60%, 50%, 40% of the tax liability. This depends on the circumstances of the taxpayer and the extent of the financial hardship, as well as the compliance history of the taxpayer.
Another aspect I think which is important to touch on, as many South Africans have reflected on this, is a change in their work dynamics, whether they struggle through a retrenchment, perhaps see a shift or change in their role, a demotion and a reduction in their salary. How do these aspects also play a role in terms of perhaps additional penalties, fines, or disclosures that they themselves need to make to SARS?
So again, if you get a demotion, you in all probability would be earning less. Therefore, less and less tax would become due and payable every month when your employer deducts and pays over to SARS the pairs you earn monthly. SARS will take into account your circumstances, the job that you're currently in, your current salary, and all other forms of income should you have them, as an example, rental income, cryptocurrency. But it's important to play open books with SARS. And they do engage very fairly and adequately with the taxpayer when that is done. SARS are not a litigation-hungry, in our experience. They're not a litigation-hungry entity that just wants to take judgments against taxpayers. That's often the last resort, where they've engaged and they've followed all the steps in the Tax Administration Act, but they just get no joy, and it's actually their last resort to do something like that.
Perfect. Well, if you've just joined us, we are in conversation with our guest this evening, Andre Daniels, Head of Tax Controversy and Dispute Resolution at Tax Consulting SA. If you hear his title, it sounds quite scary, but more than anything, it's very helpful, because any difficulties or disputes you might have with SARS can be resolved by professionals like himself. And we've been having a conversation around understanding the four realms of tax law and the spectrum at which SARS can ensure that they prioritize compliance with you, actively engaging in it, but also gently reminding you of when you haven't been compliant, and therefore also following with the necessary corrective action. Many of you have shared some of your voice notes with us on 0636880959. And Andre, what we will do now is just take a voice note from one of our listeners, Asanda, who has a question around the tax season and most importantly, tax queries.
Thank you for this insightful topic in SARS. Actually, I just came back from SARS. I think my account was hacked. Somebody submitted an assessment for 2005, and I was a student, and now I owe SARS 280-something K, which I don't even have. So the reason why I acted, I got a lot of demand on Monday, I think the 29th, but I went to SARS today to submit all my evidence and affidavit, so I don't know if that will assist. I'm just so confused, but yeah, thank you for the info.
Thank you. That's a voice note from Asanda. They're one of our listeners. And she raises a very valid point there, Andre. I think twofold that we can touch on. Number one, perhaps receiving fake demand letters from SARS. As she says, her account was hacked, filing a report for 2005, if I'm not mistaken. And then also just reflecting on, you know, corrective action to take to make sure that all is in order for us as taxpayers.
Correct. And thank you for that voice note. I'm happy to engage and perhaps offer some as I can. In terms of fake demands received purportedly from SARS, the first step is to check your e-filing profile. Everything should be on your e-filing profile. If it isn't on your e-filing profile, I would be hesitant to trust it, whether it's a letter, whether it's a request for additional documentation. Be careful of SMSs that say, and again, we've seen this in the market, SARS have released quite a few statements where, you know, I've actually received quite a few, where you receive an SMS that says, your tax refund is pending, please click this link. That is then a phishing website which you'll then click. The link will open up. It'll look exactly like SARS. It will then say, please insert your e-filing details or your banking details and your CVV. You're thinking it's the SARS website, so you want to comply. You're also perhaps excited because you think they have a refund due. You then fill in that information. The hacker or the scammer in that circumstance then has access to the information that you've just input. So first step, check e-filing. Ensure that it is absolutely legitimate and load it on your e-filing profile.
Double check the legitimacy, always double check the legitimacy. And I guess when speaking to a tax specialist or someone who can help, how do we assess that they actually have the right scope of knowledge and access to actually assist? Because one tax query can be very different to another, right? Depending on one's complexities in terms of their income and declaration.
Definitely. So again, always work through e-filing. Be very hesitant of someone just emailing you out of the blue. We've seen emails where it's someone's name, SARS@gmail, as an example, .com. That obviously is not a legitimate SARS, it is official. I would encourage everyone to just work through e-filing. It's just safer. It's a protected system. It's the system that SARS should use to communicate with the taxpayer. If you have received anything from email that looks and scammers are getting really smart these days. It looks exactly like a SARS letter. That SMS that you may receive, you know, that also, they also feed into the fear element. You know, you get an SMS, pay now using this link called African Revenue Service. I can understand there's a lot of fear that may be present in that moment. I encourage everyone, just take a deep breath, log on to your e-filing. If it is a legitimate SARS claim or SARS SMS or SARS demand, you can then take resolutive steps. And I just wanted to touch on the steps that Asanda said that she went to the SARS branch and she submitted all of her information and evidence and affidavits. That's a good step. I just would give her the advice that she needs to file a suspension of payment if that hasn't already been done. In addition to an objection, which you formally dispute against that assessment that she was aggrieved by.
And that is so
remember,
true.
Where there is no, sorry, I just wanted to touch on the point that where there's no suspension of payment in place, SARS operates on the mandate of pay now, argue later. So as much as Asanda may not owe that 200 grand, SARS are entitled to collect that.
That's where it gets uncomfortable now, Andre. But it's the law, right? And ultimately, we do need to comply.
Definitely.
But I guess money is a bit of a sensitive one because we're always emotional about it, right?
Yes, and it feels personal. It feels like a personal attack. I can understand that. When your account gets attacked, it feels like a personal attack. But fortunately, as much as a taxpayer is bound by the Tax Administration Act, so are SARS. So you can use the resolutive measures that are contained in the Tax Administration Act to take the proper steps.
Definitely. Always such a pleasure speaking to you and truly appreciate your help, Andre. I can imagine lots of South Africans might still be stuck, need some guidance and some clarity. Where can they get a hold of you or I guess seek your assistance from either yourself or your colleagues?
Oh, definitely. We're happy to assist. The taxpayers can reach us at contact@taxconsulting.co.za. And they'll then be allocated to the correct consultants, and we'll see if we are able to assist.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again, Andre. Really appreciate your time and help this evening.
Thank you, Trudy, and your listeners. Google, have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. That's Andre Daniels, Head of Tax Controversy and Dispute Resolution at Tax Consulting SA. Let's submit those taxes, guys. It's the right thing to do. Yes, we get emotional about it, but sometimes you actually get a pretty surprise where perhaps you might be due for a refund, especially if you have been making use of tools and manners within which tax SARS makes it easy for you to actually get a discount or a rebate on certain taxes. Think of a tax-free savings account. Think of additional contributions that you make, not only to your retirement savings, but even your medical aid savings that you are able to deduct. So it's a quid pro quo. Hey? There are ways to make it work for you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.